CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, the Bieber with Sorry. Hey, your friend Flex, your friend Justin Bieber's been very quiet. What's he been up to
when he gets... Oh, no, he hasn't. Did you see what he did yesterday?
How would I have seen what he did yesterday? I don't follow him on Snapchat.
I'll tell you straight off you cross to Carolyn Stain.
No, I got to play a clip of Gary Player quickly. I'll go to Carolyn in a second, but this is funny. Ben found a clip of Gary Player. He's in the World Trade Center in New York. He's standing there with a golf club, and he's in his black outfit. It's just so bizarre. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I'm trying to figure it out. What do you think is wrong with him?
He is health and fitness, right? And he's never ever going to retire, so he keeps pushing this gospel of how fit and strong he is. So he's in an interview with Golf Digest.
Yeah.
This is a man. He's 81.
81.
Say! See that? I'm 80.
80.
I'm 80. What? Say! 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 See
he's that? Smacking him. He's smacking himself in the stomach.
Say! 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 See that? I'm 80. I'm 80. What? Say! Say! Say!
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I'm 80. I'm 80.
What? I could watch this 100,000 times. I'll never get bored. What is wrong with him?
Say! Say! Say!
And what's he doing? Why hit yourself?
I'm 80. What?
But I mean, let's also not forget that this is Ben's biggest hero in life.
Yes, of course.
He's nuts.
What a turd. I mean, that's just, he's a turd.
So if you go to Instagram, the Golf Digest account, you'll see that clip.
Can't you just regram it or something? It'd be worth doing. All right. Now, you remember we spoke to Carolyn Stain a while ago, and she was very nervous because the Indians had broken the World Cup.
Did they?
Record, yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that.
Remember, the Indians had made a whole lot more blankets than we had, and this is not acceptable. And remember, I said that it's probably because they employ the use of child labor. Very unethical. But luckily, and we have some great news for this morning, Carolyn's here to announce, have no fear, everybody. Everybody calm down, because here's the good news. Are you ready? Carolyn, Flex, we lost her.
Oh,
we lost her. The good news is, the good news is, and she's not there yet.
Oh, okay. This is only a little bit awkward, but
I'm gonna let her announce it. I'm not gonna say it. But I think you can guess what happened. Because if we didn't beat the record, we wouldn't really be talking to her, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
We'd be miserable, and we wouldn't want to discuss it. Have you got it back on? Okay, great. So here it is. Here's the good news. And I've got Carolyn Stain on the line to tell us what happened. Drum roll. Go on, tell us, Carolyn.
Can you believe it, Gareth? We won. We won the World Cup. Yay! And beat India.
Very nice.
But if I tell you, we beat them big time. And I didn't think it was possible, because what did you say? They're billions. Now we just millions.
Yeah, we've got about 50 million if we put everyone together. They've got a billion people.
Absolutely. You know, last year at the Union Buildings on April 21, we had that display of thousands of blankets made all over South Africa, and our blanket there measured 3,377 square meters.
Right.
Okay, so then we thought, let's aim higher, because we heard that India, there were rumblings that they were going to try and beat us. Let's make a blanket measuring 6,700 square meters. And lo and behold, there comes India with a record 11,148 square meters.
And I remember you were devastated. You thought, I this is the worst news, because we were...
This is impossible.
Mm.
How are we going to do this? Guess what?
Tell us.
Our blanket measured 17,188 square meters.
Sure.
That is, four acres of blankets.
That's absolutely incredible. Now, who helped you to do this? You couldn't have sat there crocheting all on your own and making such an enormous...
Everybody. I'm sure that your guys in your studio also helped.
Look.
There were a few stitches made there.
Look, When I say a few stitches, I think...
Oh, no, you just had them in stitches. Oh, okay.
That's about the best Jared, we can
everybody, do. Everybody, I mean, school children, Jeffy High School for Girls made over 670 blankets in 2.5 months.
That's absolutely unbelievable.
You know, the headmistress, Dina Gonzalez, is a math... She's a brilliant mathematician.
Mm-hmm.
She worked it out mathematically that if each girl did so many squares over a period of so many days, they would do it. So Telkom did 670 blankets. Business people across all races, religions, ages, prisoners. At Zondervatte Maximum Security, you know, I spend a lot of time in jail.
Yep.
Those guys made 908 blankets. These are guys serving life sentences. So, you know, we all came together. We all held hands. We had the Minister of Correctional Services there, the Deputy Minister. And the theme was knitting broken lives and our nation together. And that's precisely what we did. When we considered who was involved in this project, we came together as a nation.
I'm so proud of what you guys have achieved here. This is terrific. Now, what happens to these blankets? Let's remind everybody.
Okay, so Stutterford Van Lines, we could not have done this without Stutterford Van Lines. The blankets are at Drakensberg Insane Correctional Center in the Western Cape, which is where we had our big, big display. So they are being washed and dried by, they've got a big industrial laundry there, by the prisoners at Drakensberg. And then when they're done, they're 10,500 blankets, I might add.
Sure.
Actually, Gareth, there were a lot more. There was a Stutterford Van Lines truck filled to capacity with blankets. We just didn't have the time, and the weather was against us. So the blankets got wet. Now they're going to be cleaned and dried by the prisoners at Drakensberg and then shipped with Stutterford Van Lines to headquarters here at Sane City.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to start our packaging and boxing and shipping out to all the communities in need across the country. Just in time for winter. So, you know, I have to mention Stutterford Van Lines again because they have given so much of their goodwill to this project without expecting anything in return.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, well done to you for coming up with this. And 67 blankets was the genesis of this whole project, and it's really just grown beyond even your expectations, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I'm drowning in blankets. I've become a blanket lady. And you know what? It's fine. It's great. It's a fantastic feeling. When we go out into the communities to give blankets to people who do not have blankets, it is the best feeling in the world.
Well, congratulations from all of us. I think that this is yet another amazing achievement. And you know, all the goodwill in the world, as you say.
Absolutely. And you know what? I have to thank you, Gareth, for blanket coverage.
Sure.
Well, you guys have been amazing. Wool
wishes to you and everyone else involved.
Thank you so much. Whether the wool or the way. You know what I said? By hook or by crook, we're going to get back into that Guinness book, and there we are.
Wow, well done. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. There's Carolyn Stain. 67 blankets. You can find out more on their Facebook page, but you go see these pictures, man. Never seen so much blanket. It's big enough to give Kulubuse at least one duvet.
Yep, we were going to take it there, of course.
Kulu could roll over twice inside the blanket that Carolyn made. All right.
Okay.
So much to do. Did you hear about this? China banned Paris Hilton and the Kardashians.
Okay.
They will not show celebrities' children on TV anymore. And they won't show these people who are famous for being famous. They don't want them on TV in China anymore.
That's amazing.
Because they're setting a bad example, they say, to young people.
Okay. All right.
They've urged their producers to make people, not celebrities, the real heroes of such programs. It called for reality shows to demonstrate proper social values, represent historical and contemporary Chinese culture faithfully, and avoid sexing things up and straying from the truth. State-owned outlet Xinhua reports that the nation's State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television have circulated an edict effectively banning reality shows featuring celebrities' kids. They do not want the Kardashians The Hiltons, the Osbournes, or the Cyruses? How do you feel about that?
Okay. So it's not really surprising because, you know, China ban a lot of stuff in that country. You know, they get to call the shots and then they decide what the rest of the country can and cannot see, which is, right. You know, something that you've always...
I mean, you can't get Facebook in China, for starters.
You can't get Facebook. I don't even think Twitter is all that big in China. Not really. No. Not like in other parts of the world.
But what do you think? Do you have a problem with this?
Just let people do or see what they want and then they can make up their own minds, you know? Nanny state is what you're always speaking about.
Let's say China. China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
China.
You go over to China.
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 You take China.
China.
China. I love them. China.
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 I have to have my China.
China.
China because China.
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 You know, China.
I know China very well.
China.
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 Northwest Wisconsin, where I'm from.
It's China to me. China. China,
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 China.
You want to buy from China?
That's great. Buy from China.
Buy toys from China.
China in particular.
China.
China. I have people that I know in China.
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 I've been saying China.
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 China!
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you about China.
China. I go to China.
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 China. China. China. China.
China. China.
China. They love me.
This is great.
China.
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 In China, they say I don't like China. I love China.
People think I don't like China. I love China.
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 Is the new China, by the way.
China.
China. China.
All right. I promise you there's like 8 minutes of this. I promise you. Donald Trump doing China. All right. speaking of Donald Trump, you know he was on Game of Thrones, right? No. Do you know about this?
The spoof that they did.
Yeah. Something like China, China, China. China, 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 China. Let me play this for you quickly. Where is this thing? Hang on a second. Oh, my God. This machine of mine, with all those Chinas, it's just completely lost its mind. China, 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 China.
China.
That's great.
8 minutes of that?
Eight minutes of everything, every time he said China.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that great? All right, here it is. Game of Thrones. This is Donald Trump in Game of Thrones. For those people, this is not a spoiler, by the way, because I get attacked by people when they think that I'm spoiling the show.
My friend, we have traveled very far. We have no food, no water. Once I see my people fed, I would be honored.
No. We have a serious problem with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem. And we can't be the stupid country anymore.
Where I come from, guests are treated with respect, not insulted at the gate.
Given the circumstances, my lord, I believe extreme measures are warranted.
The people that are with me 100% are the people.
What?
The Pope. The Pope was in Mexico. Do you know that? Did everyone know, right? He said negative things about me.
Dreadful.
The Pope is being told that Donald Trump is not a nice person. Donald Trump is a very nice person.
You do not let us in. All of us will die.
I said temporarily. I didn't say permanently. I said temporarily.
We have no border. We have no control. People are flooding across. We need to build a wall. And it has to be built quickly.
The greatest builder is me. And I would build the greatest wall you have ever seen.
And in that wall, we're going to have a beautiful, big, fat door where people can come into the country, but they have to come in legally.
I don't think they like me very much.
This country needs somebody that's a deal maker.
I'm giving you Commander Greygut.
No deals. No deals. We don't make deals. Not with anybody. We don't make deals.
You mistake me, my lord. That was a command.
No. Excuse me. Just so you understand. We need people that know what they're doing. We don't need babies.
You refusing to obey my order?
Yeah. By the way, I think you could say that, yeah.
Ollie, bring me my sword.
They laugh at us. Our enemies laugh at us. But they say, what a morning, and they chop off heads. They think we are so stupid, you have no idea.
Much like my head. Don't want to see it removed just yet.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
There we go. Donald Trump on Game of Thrones. Wouldn't he make a great character, though, in a show like that?
Oh, it'd be amazing. And everyone would love when he gets killed.
Sure. We still can't talk about GOT, right? Got to give it a whole week. I think that's fair, just in case. No, no. I really do not need heat from this audience. Because I'm spoiling something. So I'm going to hold back. Here are a bunch of guys at the Trump rally. They kicked out a protester. Listen to this.
All right, thank you. Who's that person that said that was so great? Who's the person that did that? Put up your hand. Put up your hand. Come on, bring that person up here. I love it. Come on up here. Come here. Come here. So amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's class.
Right.
Isn't that terrible? See, that's what we're all fighting for, that. Isn't that terrible? And you know what? The press will put that out. Look, see, the cameras now are moving because that's the only way they ever see the crowd. Isn't that terrible?
Do you know what's happening here?
Somebody has started protesting against Trump at a rally, and then he's being escorted out or something.
Right. Well, he's being pushed out by the crowd.
Oh, yes. The crowd are probably being very violent.
Because they're all pro-Trump,
yes.
And he loves that. Yes. He thinks it's cool.
To me, now they won't say that. If I say, oh, hell, they say, oh, Trump used a horrible word. That person does that with their hands and fingers, and they won't report that.
He's giving the middle finger.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It is so disgusting. And I'll tell you what, the press should be, they should be ashamed of themselves. I want to see. No, they should be ashamed of themselves. It's disgraceful. Who is the person, though? Raise your hand. Who's the person that took action over there? Come here. Come here. I love these guys. I love these guys. I love these people. Come here. Come here. Come here. Get over here. Look at this guy. Come here. Come on up. Bring him up here. That's all right. Bring him up.
All right, and so on. I mean, I'm not going to play the whole thing. It gets kind of boring, but you see the point. Trump just loves it when someone does his dirty work for him. You got to admit, this is one of the more interesting presidential elections, right?
For sure.
I mean, this is fascinating.
Well, we've been talking about it for like so long out. Normally, exactly. It's a few months before, but
I mean, they're only having the election in November. And look at how busy we are with it. All right, here are a couple of questions. Then we go to Maxon, who's on the line. He's from UCT Radio. I want to talk to him. He's one of these dudes who's doing campus radio, and I started there, and I like radio people. So we'll talk to him. Greg says, who's that Playboy model that you guys spoke of earlier? Her name, I mean. I'm asking for a friend.
Marissa Christopher.
Christopher.
You don't have to cover up here, Greg. You could tell us it's for you for masturbation purposes. That's fine. He sent the message twice. He's so keen to find out her name.
Okay.
All right, Greg, happy to help you out there. Gerrit says, really enjoying the show this morning. You guys messing around. Been listening since 6, and I'm still entertained. And Jace says, great listening to you guys live again. I have a scar on my arm. Oh, no, this is the guy with the pus.
Yeah, very nice.
I had that one already. Sometimes these messages come in, and sometimes other ones come in between them, and I don't know where I am. Not your problem. My problem.
Okay.
All right, let's go to this dude. His name is Maxon. He is on UCT Radio. Is that right, Flax?
Yes.
All right. And how did he get hold of you, or what happened here? Did you call him?
He sent us an email, very passionate about radio.
Right.
And I thought it would be nice to get a Cape Town's perspective on life there.
Sure, and also, like, UCT is an interesting campus. There's always stuff going on there. Let's have a little radio talk here. This is nice to do.
There's a great sensational wonder today, we know.
Right.
Everyone is talking and fooling with radio.
All right, so how's radio, Max, and what's happening, dude?
Hi, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, man. What time are you on in the day?
I'm actually in... on between 9 p.m. through to 12 a.m. because I work a full-time job.
Okay,
so I try to have it like during the after hours or during the weekend. So the evening on a Friday worked perfectly fine for me.
That means that you don't have a social life.
I actually don't have a social life, weird enough.
All right, so how did you get into radio? Was it just something to kill time between lectures?
Not necessarily. I think for me, it started off like when I was very young. Initially, I had this whole ideology about the fact that I actually want to be an actor, you know, do very well, perhaps make a lot of money and all of that. And in my pursuit of actually trying to be an actor after I finished high school, I realized that it was actually quite difficult to get into. So a couple of my mates were always telling me that, you know what, you actually don't have a terrible voice, so perhaps you should give radio a little bit of a try.
Oh, okay.
And,
I see. I see what you do. So you couldn't get into acting, so radio is the next best thing, because radio is for losers.
Not necessarily. Radio actually gives you more freedom and like leverage to pretty much do anything and everything that you want to do. So for me, when I actually cracked the knack and they were like, yeah, no, you know what? You can actually do UCT radio. For 2 years straight, I've literally been doing so well, and I feel like I've developed so much in terms of my radio personality, as well as technical production, as well as content production, that acting would not have actually given me that. So I'm quite happy.
All right. You sound very enthusiastic. What kind of stuff do you do on your show?
It's pretty much a crossfade show. It's a lifestyle between hip hop and R&B, and talking to pretty much some of the prominent figures in society, mostly Cape Town, because we kind of like the, you know, the filter through of South African entertainment industry. So when a couple of big names are out this side, I do all that I can in my capable powers to try have them come on my show. So it's a lifestyle show. It's a mix between R&B and hip hop. We look at the news that have actually been happening in terms of new album releases, collaborations.
Yeah, what's the most? This is horrible. What is the most interesting thing? What have you done on your show lately that would impress all of us? Tell me about your proudest moment in radio so far.
Actually, my proudest moment in radio so far was interviewing Nomzamo Mbatha. So that was the biggest like a milestone currently in my radio career.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah. And tell me, campus life at UCT is pretty exciting. I mean, there's always something going on there. Were you part of Roads Must Fall?
Actually, I graduated UCT 4 years ago.
How can they keep you on the campus radio station?
No, but the thing is, you're an alumni, and then what you know about the institution in its evolution, you could pretty pass on to other people that come after you. Also, just being like an old person on campus, you learn a lot.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Oh, you're so old. Oh, my God.
27 is old?
You're as old as Cecil John Rhodes.
Listen, my boy, 27 is very old, because, it's old.
Okay. I'm ancient then.
All right,
How old are you?
Don't you dare ask my buddy a question like that. How dare you? Fucking behave yourself.
Okay, I'll stop.
Now, tell me, what do you think is the end game for you here? Who's your inspiration in radio?
Wow, I actually draw inspiration from pretty much a lot of people in radio. I mean, you being one of them, I've literally been your disciple.
One of them? Who else could possibly be there?
No, it's Gareth, it's Anelem Daughter, it's Rob Forbes, it's Fat Joe.
Stop
it's,
now.
Oh my God, I love Damon as well. Damon, the guy that works on your show, the producer, he was my ultimate favorite.
You can stop now. You've said too many names. I'm afraid this interview is finished now. I mean, we have nothing else to discuss.
Oh, come on, Gareth.
Are you calling Rob Forbes' show next?
No, I'm sorry, but let me hear something.
Call Anele this afternoon. What else do you want to do? Who else do you want to be on with? Have any of them put you on their show?
Actually, none of them have put me on their show, but like, you don't understand the game plan that I have. So just keep your eye out on the look. You will see what's going to be happening.
All right. All right, very nice, dude. Listen, all the best to you. And keep an eye on that campus. It's one of the more sort of exciting places in South Africa to keep an eye on. And we're expecting you to keep the crowds under control there, all right?
I'll definitely do my best.
All right. And don't just play music. Say something interesting every now and then, okay?
I do. I will.
Very good. Thank you, dude. And well done to you. I hope it goes very, very well. And get off that campus. Get off that campus before you turn 30 years old.
I'm leaving next year.
All right, man.
Yeah, thank you, Kieran.
There we go. The dude is doing some radio, Mubs.
Yeah.
I remember being in campus radio. I was horrible.
Weren't you fired?
I was fired.
Would this remind us why again? No, do it.
Okay. It was around the time they were wrapping up the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. So there had been...
Oh, boy.
Pierre Vierboota never went to the TRC. And neither did Adrian Flok, any of those guys who were, you know, Magnus Malan. Those real bastards from the old regime.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a fake TRC with them.
Oh.
And we sent them all to the noose.
Oh, so you had them all killed.
Yeah, which the TRC didn't do to anybody. But you know, we decided it was the only appropriate sentence. And then I called up my mother's domestic worker for a weather update, which wasn't that controversial, except she swore a bit during the weather update. And then we had a penis size competition between the black and white guys on campus.
Mm, mm. Of course, this was for scientific reasons to
try
and prove or dispel the myth that one race is bigger than the other.
Do you know what the race war ended up in? What was the result? You want to guess?
I mean, I don't know. You did the contest. Were you physically measuring these members?
I was not. There was a stripper that we hired to do that.
Oh, so you had a stripper. Okay.
Of course.
All right. Yeah.
And who do you think won? The whites or the blacks? Who do you think won? Let's ask Sia. Sia, who do you think won?
Huh? What about the Chocolate Brothers?
The Chocolate Brothers, one vote for them. Ben, who do you think won?
Gareth, I'm going to go with the blacks winning this one.
Two votes for the blacks. Flax, who do you think won?
If you had anyone from the Congo, hands down, they won.
Yes.
And Mabali, do you want to guess?
I guess I'm going to go with the guys' votes here.
That's correct. The blacks have, again, proven the stereotype. I mean, in that case, we had a small sample. It was only about four people.
Clearly, it was a big sample from the blacks. I'm sorry,
that is horrible. That was campus radio. And then this horrible, mean, vicious, nasty, hideous crone who used to run the station.
Who you write about in your book.
What a monster of a human being. This was the sound she made when she sat down. And she said, you're fired. Well, actually, she said to me, you can resign or I'll fire you. I said to people who resign, nobody cares about them. You're going to have to fire me. She said, you know, it's such a pity because you really have talent and you could do so well if you just learned to behave yourself and you weren't so rude and disgusting all the time. I said, just shut up and fire me. So she did. And then I appeared in the campus newspaper, my great moment afterwards. I was on the campus newspaper front page.
Sure.
Posing like Jesus on the cross.
Oh.
Because I was a martyr, you see.
Yeah. It's that, yeah.
And there began a long 20-year broadcast story. We're in the 20th year of this now. I still have not grown up. And you know what? That station manager might have been right. And we're turning 2 years old on Sunday, baby. So Clip Central now forms 1/10 of my broadcasting life.
Very nice. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, there we go. And it's only getting better from here. I mean, we've never had so much fun. So here I've got a little song for you, special treat, and then we'll go to... have you already got her on the line? You got Jeru? Let me just go to her now. I don't want to waste her time. Jeru's sitting in a in a room with pythons and boa constrictors. As we speak.
Yeah,
you want to speak to her?
Let's get into what this is about.
Okay. She's got a little animal wildlife sanctuary. It's called animalsinwonderland.co.za. You can go and find it on animalsinwonderland.co.za. And Jeru, hey, how are you?
Hi there, Gareth. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing? Are you sitting with the pythons and boa constrictors right now?
No, the 2 weeks is over already. It ended on the 21st.
And you lived.
But I am actually in the room that I've stayed in with the boas and pythons.
How many of these snakes were in there with you?
Between 7 and 10, depending on the snakes. And also, you know, I needed to check the weather and just make sure that the snakes were fine, you know. I didn't want to put my animals under unnecessary stress. So it was between 7 and 10.
Well, first of all, congratulations that you survived and you're still alive, because, you know, sometimes with a number of pythons and boa constrictors. First of all, do pythons and boa constrictors get along?
Oh, they do. They do. They have no problem getting along. Do you actually know what the difference is between a boa and a python, Gareth?
One is from South America and the other one's from Africa, right?
It's not that cute. However, boas give birth to live babies, and pythons basically lay eggs.
Boas give birth to a live baby. My belly's just shat herself. Okay, hang on, Jeru. Boa constrictors give birth to live babies?
Live snakes, yes. Live babies. And then pythons lay eggs.
Wow.
So I'm just trying to picture a boa constrictor giving birth and how many of these things are sliding out of it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how many snakes would a boa constrictor push out in a sitting?
Well, it depends on which boa we're talking about, but let's talk about one of the boas I had in here with me, which is Maddie.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the female peaches or Alexia, which are dumeral boas. Now, they come from Madagascar, and they're actually endangered because people see them as delicacies. But now, they only breed every 5 years, and they only have between 7 and 10 babies at a time. So the reason they're basically endangered is because they're not producing enough for what people are taking out the wild.
Good Lord. Now, listen. Boa constrictors, pythons, which they both kill their prey the same way, right? They wrap
That's
around
great.
Them and they squeeze them to death so they can't breathe anymore.
That's great.
So if were you ever in a stage in the last 2 weeks where you felt you might have been in some trouble?
Only the one day, someone from our local newspaper was in. He asked me to pick up Juliet, the biggest snake that we had in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was quite scared of her. And when I picked her up, she lunged at me and she nearly grabbed me on my face.
Oh, my God.
That would have been, he was so shocked, he kind of ran away. And I said to him, look, you would have had to help me take her off me. You know, so he didn't want me to touch her again. But yeah, it was very close. I nearly got bitten twice. But luckily, I wasn't bitten.
So you spent 2 weeks confined with these snakes. Was it like over a 24-hour period? Was it an everyday thing with the snakes? Or would you be with them for like 6 hours in a day?
No, I was with them all the time. It took 2 hours. 2 hours in the morning. Oh, well, 1 hour in the morning I took out because I've got a little monkey, Mo, and a little bird, Hobo. And a little meerkat, Axel, and they're my responsibility, and I had to take them out and feed them and that. And that was in the morning, and then in the evening, I had to bring them in and feed them again. And all the other animals, we basically got people to help us look after. My husband still had his routine, my girls still had their routine. So I did skip, like I thought maybe in the night hour I can have a shower or that, but sometimes I skipped it because my monkey really needed the attention.
Well, listen, I think you're a lunatic, but you did this for a good cause, right? You did it so you could raise some money for your animal sanctuary, right?
That's correct.
Now, what got you into that? I mean, why do you care about all these animals?
Since a child, I've really loved animals.
Yeah.
But my passion for education actually got us into it. Our passion is really to educate the children about the love of nature, because, you know, I feel that it is already too late for this generation, but for the next generation, we can actually make a difference if we teach these kids from very young the correct way, you you know, to love them and respect them. And, you know, and also the animals that I have here, people might have a wrong perception. Like, it's not wild animals that I took out the bush and I stuck into enclosures, not at all.
Yeah.
A lot of the animals are rescued. Their parents were either killed, like Springy, a black-back jackal got killed her whole family, and they then found her in the bush, and we then fetched her. The same with Wallace, our little warthog. His parents were also killed on a game farm, and then we went and fetched him. So some of them are rescued. However, many of them come from other zoos and facilities. Like, they have overflow enclosures, so their animals will have babies in their enclosures, and then we will go and we'll take those babies for education.
I mean, that's terrific work that you're doing. I suppose if you didn't help out, these animals would just be left to their own devices, or worse, put down or something. So I suppose, you know, you're their only hope.
Yeah, well, maybe not the only. There are a couple of good people out there that's doing the same work as us. So we're not alone in it, but we are private sanctuary, so we're not getting funds from anybody, except from we've got a plumbing business and we've got a drain cleaning business, and that is basically what funds us.
I heard that
the love of what we do.
I heard all you do is you just push one of these boa constrictors down the toilet and it unclogs it for you. No?
Oh, if only it was that easy. Oh, that would have been great.
All right, well, listen, well done to you. I think you're mad. I think you're probably, you're probably mentally ill, but it's fine. You've raised this money, and well done to you.
Thank you very much, Gary.
All right, honey. Have a good weekend.
Sorry, just one question for you. How's your dog Carl doing?
He's doing great, thank you. Carl is very well.
Awesome.
And you're not going to get him to feed to one of your boa constrictors, so forget about it.
No, but you must please, Gary, send him PE. Please come pop in and see what we do. You know, experience it for yourself, and then...
tell PE I miss it, and I miss the people there. They're very nice people in PE.
Oh, fantastic. We miss you too, Gareth.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. There's Jeru Greenfingers. She lives in PE. She's just sat for 2 weeks with boa constrictors and pythons all around and on top and all over her. And she raised money for this animal sanctuary, which is admirable, but what a lunatic. She's definitely got, you know, some mental illness.
She's clearly got a lot of animals, including a monkey and a meerkat. And I'm just thinking every time she went to go and feed those guys, the snakes would be looking on some tasty.
Listen, you're a boa constrictor. You're just sliding around and you see a little dog. And you're like, well, this is perfect.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until someone loses the ability to breathe. Yeah.
Right.
That's what constrictors do.
And didn't know that they gave birth to live young. Do you
That's
know how
one of the most
creepy? A snake giving birth to live young is the worst thing. I think that, I mean, I saw how you freaked out, my buddy, but that is worse than the vomiting stuff earlier.
I'm just imagining that sight. Oh. It must be horrific.
Is it as bad as eyeball licking, though? That, to me, was still the low of the show.
All right. All right, Ben, we all have our thing. Darren from PE says the armpit misses you too. Well, let's not push it, Darren. I see John T. Searle is here. I see Dusty Rich is here. I see our whole lineup is looking very strong today. Today is a very strong day. It's a very strong, tremendously strong day. Do you want to hear what's on today? China. China's on today. Do you want to hear what we've got in the lineup? I'll tell you what's on. All right, are you ready? Here it is. So we got the Gas Comedy Podcast with Dusty Rich and his team. He's got Fahan on with him on the show. They're talking about comedication.
Oh.
Where is Dusty? Is he crawled under the table again? He does that sometimes. We have to haul him out. Dusty, come here quickly and tell me what comedication is. Where is he? Oh, is he coming into the studio?
There he is.
Yeah, you've got the microphone there. That's why we put it out there. It's one of my genius moves to make this different.
It's very clever.
Yeah, we can have audience interaction.
We're all here. All of us workers.
Now, you've got this great show. What is comedication?
Comedication is a feature on the show where we talk about... to teach the general public about stand-up comedy, you know, the genres of stand-up comedy. You know, everyone thinks, who's your favorite comedian? Trevor, gold.
Let's see what we get. We get clean comics who do corporate gigs.
Yeah.
We get filthy comics who'll never do corporate gigs.
Which is called blue comedy.
Blue comedy,
yeah.
Right.
Which is me.
Right. Then we have people who do, they have puppets and things, they have gimmicks.
Yeah.
What's performance,
yes.
Comedy, whatever it is.
Ventriloquists, those kinds of guys.
Then we get people who do just impersonations and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Impersonators.
What else? Am I leaving something out?
Political satire.
Okay.
Observational humor.
Yes, you've done your
surrealists,
research.
You know, surreal comic. You know, like Eddie Izzard is like the right. most famous surreal comedian.
Yes.
One-liners. Dylan Oliphant, you know that. Right. Mitch Hedberg. Right. Jimmy Carr.
You get that vaudeville slapstick
yes,
stuff as well.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Which right. is the, I got a little bit of that. A little bit of Jim Carrey, you right. know, that kind of stuff. There's so many different genres, and the public just thinks, oh, yeah, comedians, Trevor Noah and Leon Schuster. Those are the two.
Yeah, you got to know this stuff.
I got to teach that stuff.
Hmm. Is there a comedy? Them. Is there a wizard of comedy who lives in a castle, and you all go and learn from him?
Well, actually, yeah, that's funny. David Kabuka is probably that guy.
The wizard of comedy. Oh, Kabuka, don't talk to me about him.
What?
I don't point. Want to talk about
very
that man.
Very sore point.
I'm very angry with him. I called him. He never returns calls.
He never returns any calls. He's
got
a wizard.
So fucking full of himself.
Yeah. He's a wizard. You need to use a wand to get hold of him.
You know, we thought we were friends.
Yes.
We thought we had a thing going.
New York will change you.
This is what happened.
I helped that. That sorry sack of shit. I helped him. I launched his career for him.
From Krugersdorp.
What do I get?
He's a Krugersdorp boys
exactly.
high.
You know what Krugersdorp's famous for? Poor whites.
Oh, gosh.
And Kabuka.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not before I came and helped him. Before it was just poor whites. All right. Listen, that sounds like a great show. We're going to have lots
fun.
To talk about. Sex Talk with John T. Searle and his team. They're going to do a master class in the art
Ooh.
Of making love
Ooh.
To a woman.
Ooh.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's got me excited.
Yeah, John T., that's going to be very good. We know. Making love to a woman. A lot of guys think they know what they're doing. They have no idea. John T. will obviously demonstrate on his fake vagina as well. The Casper Radio Show is going to be on after that with Simba Gozo, who makes his grand return to the show. You know, Simba has been part of the family there on Casper's radio show since the beginning. And we haven't seen him for a couple of weeks. I actually didn't know. I don't get involved in how Casper manages that show because it's none of my business. So, you know, I have to watch out. I don't want to get into trouble and step on any toes. Casper manages his own show. But I'm glad to see Simba Gozo is returning. The rest of the team will bring you the boys and girls of Cliff Central, because you know it's now the boys and girls of Cliff Central. And they'll be chilling with the hilarious and talented Mark Banks later on. He's one of yours, Dusty. Mark Banks coming in today. He's one of the grandmasters as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a surrealist.
He's a surrealist. He's trying to get all theoretical with me again. And then The Buzz with Jason Van Berg, Jen Su, Nikita Camacho. They're going to be talking about the Free State today. They're talking to Ryan Govender and singer and entrepreneur Leanne Dlamini. They're going to be talking fashion, entertainment, and more. Speaking of entertainment, Jen will bring you up to speed with all the buzz that is worthy of entertainment news. And then there's the fake vagina. I told you there was a fake vagina. It's just come out to talk to me. Sorry, what was that fake vagina? Do you want to say something? Is there anything you want to say for yourself?
Yeah, feminism. Ha, burn your bra. We can do this, lady.
Thank you. Very nice to talk to you, fake vagina.
Not much wrong with that.
Yeah.
People are so sick.
And finally, wrapping up the day, we got O'Neill with a new group on the scene called ICU. They're going to join him in studio to tell them all about themselves and what they're doing. Bumi will stop by. Rapper Chad Dadon will be in. And Kelman on Cliff Central today. They kick off Kelman on Cliff Central with
20 relaxes flex, knock off work at 4. I'll give you that weekend feeling, giving you the most trending news stories, keeping you up to date with celebrity gossip and scandals. You got to be there to be square.
All right, we're running into Dusty's time here. I've got to get out of here. Last thing is that Alessandro Barbosa will be in Game Zone. Amy Westerfeldt, as seen online, and Aria will end things off by profiling US-based writer Bradley Stuhlberg in I Am. Thank you, Mubs. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Flax. Thank you, Sia. Thank you to you. And we will see you on Monday. Monday morning. We're doing a special Monday morning, bright and early. And it's our birthday on Sunday. So celebrate wherever you are. We've organized a special long weekend for you. I've got contacts at the presidency. So we organized a special long weekend just for you. And only cliffcentral.com could do that for you. Enjoy your public holiday on Monday. We'll be doing our own little celebration, so if you are around and you want to listen to us on Monday morning, we'd be thrilled to have you with us. And a special goes on until 11 o'clock. Ben's also got his special transformation podcast on Monday, and we'll tell you more about that if you pay attention to social media or you get our daily dose. The SPCA in Cape Town on high alert after the Mariah Carey concert last night. Thousands of domestic animals were in agony and in need of treatment as she hit high note after high note in what an elderly Maltese poodle from Greenpoint described as Diwali and a train crash coming together in a crescendo of pain. He and many other disgruntled pets will be engaging the DA today on how this was allowed to happen. The Mall of Africa opened yesterday in Johannesburg and people lost their minds. Credit card debt skyrocketed to new highs, so much so local banks are admitting that they now actually own a great deal of South African consumers, actually own them as people. As a result, banks are now branching out into different areas from construction to prostitution. So give some thought if you really need to visit this lavish new mall over the weekend. And finally, it's the Russian Grand Prix this week, and the coastal town of Sochi is about to be inundated with rich and powerful people. There are none more rich and powerful than Vladimir Putin. He loves F1, gets to hang out with Bernie Eccleston, the only person of authority in the world that he is actually taller than. Isn't that great? Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you next week. CliffCentral.com.